on your papers, the other names, are those your graduate students or
the people who helped write
the article?
So that's a good question. So on all those papers, everyone is a graduate student or postdoc.
Okay.
And then on the one paper in particular, the second to last author, Celeste Nelson, is a colleague professor in my department. And so I don't, and bring up another point. So the idea of ownership and authorship is really important in science, and whose name goes on those papers and who doesn't. Clearly, the student who does the research, name goes on the paper. Beyond that, it becomes, you know, somewhat tricky. You know, some people have different rules on how they allow other people's names. It's like, oh, if you just met with someone and briefly chatted with them about the work, it's like, oh, you intellectually contributed to the project, I'll put your name on it. I don't think that's enough contribution, having someone be a co-author on the paper. And those vary by culture as well. Know the rules of co-authorship. In my own case, I mean, there has to be substantial contribution from a person for their name to be placed on the paper. So writing is not substantial enough. So you can't ask for, you know, undergrad students to edit the paper and then you become a co-author. It's just no, we'll give you an acknowledgement in the paper for helping to edit the manuscript. The other author, Celeste Nelson, who I mentioned, is a colleague of my department, and this goes to the fact that I think research is now certainly an interdisciplinary and collaboration in nature. So, you know, my background is in polymer science engineering, and I don't do any life science work. So there are no cells in my department. I mean, in my laboratory, there never will be. There will never be any equipment for doing bio research. But of course, there are experiments in that paper in which they're nanoparticles are placed in cells. So those were all actually done by Celeste Nelson and her postdoc.
Okay, so like the kidney cells?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And so we made the particles and gave them to them, and then they did the cellular uptake and toxicity studies. And so that goes to the idea that, you know, people are working in a collaborative manner in academic research and interdisciplinary nature. Yeah, those are two very different fields. People who work in polymer physics and particle formulation are likely not to have cell cultures in the lab and know how to deal with that stuff. So, collaborating, I think, is actually fun. I enjoy doing it, and I'm doing it more now than I was in the beginning, in fact. And so I have three students that are co-advised, and it's always in the case where it was clear beneficial to myself and the other advisor that we were bringing kind of different expertise to the table that would help a particular project.
Just one